Hey friend, so there's no new episode this week because Ari and the kids all have COVID. Everyone's vaccinated, so they're fine, but it's just been a real week. So I thought we would play an oldie but goodie this week with Jessie Klein. Jessie Klein is a best-selling author. She's a stand-up comedian. You know her from the animated series Big Mouth, and she has a new book out called I'll Show Myself Out. I heard her read an excerpt on Fresh Air with Terry Gross, and it was fabulous. So maybe check out her new book, but enjoy this classic Why Mommy Drinks episode, and I will see you next week. Oh, and I forgot to wish you a happy belated Mother's Day. I hope you got some rest, I hope you feel appreciated, and I hope someone told you that you are doing a great job. But if they didn't, I'm here to tell you, friend, you're doing a great job.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Everyone, welcome to Why Mommy Drinks. This is Betsy Stover.
And I'm Amanda Allen.
Oh, what a cheerful greeting.
I know.
Hello. And then you hit yourself.
I'm like, oh, God. Isn't that the way? You start off feeling like I've got this today, and then it just goes to shit right away.
You guys, we are joined by a lovely and accomplished lady. She's an author, a writer, a comedian.
Oh my God.
Anything too much already.
She's a voiceover talent.
Oh, no.
It's Jessie Klein.
Yay.
Hello.
I just want to say the way you guys just said your names, like, I could never say my name in such a cute way. You both just sounded adorable.
Thank you. I've been working on it.
Actually has.
I usually sound like Amanda Allen.
Amanda.
Like, defeated.
No, it was so perky. Because my name... Also, I have a nasal voice inherently, but Jessie Klein is kind of like, it's inherently a whine sound, which is perfect for me. Anyway, I want to also just, can I just get out of the way now? So I brought wine.
Yay!
And I have now just embraced my suburban motherhood. And not that we're in this, I guess, I don't know.
No,
anyway,
yeah.
I put ice cubes now in my white wine. I just do it and I like it better and I feel like I'm drinking less even though
You're hydrating while you're drinking.
I'm hydrating while I'm drinking but it's just what I do. And so you're going to hear it and that's what's happening. But I think
like
it's appropriate.
It is. Right?
Live your truth.
Best life.
Live your best life.
This is Mia.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
I had a long day of parenting.
Today was a long day.
I was just
day.
So excited to be on this podcast.
Oh, we're so excited.
So I'm just
to
really going
to
let
here.
Go and I'm going to get a little buzzed.
Let's.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Don't let me drive home if I'm going to die.
Okay. Imagine if we're like, but we have a podcast of right before.
Jessie's last words were, I don't know. We'll see what they are.
We'll see. We're about to find out. Jessie's going to die.
Guys, it's going to be an ironic death now. Fuck.
That's fitting. You're a funny person.
Why didn't I also bring cookies? Go on.
So I have three kids. If you are just tuning in for the first time or just need a reminder, three kids, all boys, 7, 5, and 2.
I have three kids. I have a 7-year-old boy and twin 4.5-year-old girls.
What you got over there, Jessie?
I mean, this is where, like, if this is poker, I just fold. I have one child, a boy, almost three. But I truly feel like I'm like a featherweight in heavyweight territory right now.
Hey,
because you guys are doing it for real.
You are also doing it for real.
I feel like I am. I mean, Betsy, I will say, we are friends on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I follow along very closely you and the three boys.
Mm. Thank you.
I am one of three kids.
Oh,
so
you
it's
are.
Not like this is unfamiliar territory.
What
to
are
me
you
in
the birth
way. I'm
order.
Can you guess?
First.
This is so boring. Middle.
No,
I'm a middle. I'm a middle.
Middle.
But I think I do seem like a first. To some people, I seem like an only.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But
do you have an older sister?
I have an older brother.
Oh.
And a younger sister.
I'm not good at this.
But anyway, the three, I just will say, like, can I just, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you've covered it.
No,
but
what?
The three. How is it even done?
By the skin of your fucking teeth.
I don't know. I didn't sign up for three.
That's true.
You did not sign up. I mean, you didn't sign up. It's a little different, but you're doing it.
But I did do this on purpose to myself.
I mean, or it could be by accident.
No, it was totally on purpose.
I just recently asked my parents.
Very purposeful.
I just asked them for the first time if we were all on purpose, and they said we were, which makes no sense.
Why?
Because it was, how to say, beyond their means to have three by so much.
Yeah.
Beyond the means and space that made any sense.
Where did you grow up?
In New York City.
In New York City.
In Manhattan.
Yeah.
In like an apartment, truly, I would say, for five people, like not much larger than the room we were in.
What?
I mean, I bet. I suppose.
All right. Well, see, I don't feel so bad about my five people in our space.
Oh, this would have been like, who am I? The Queen of England in this house? Sorry, guys. I'm coming in really hot. I'll be better in like 2 minutes.
You are so great. Amazed. You're doing great.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a whole shit show. I mean, we were compelled to do a podcast about
this
what
is
a shit
the point.
Show it is.
Yeah.
And we figured, hey, it's a mess. And we're all a mess.
It's always a mess.
And whether you have three kids or eight kids or one kid.
Yeah. It's relative. Because like when I had just Wes, I couldn't function. Like now I don't function times three, but it's a different kind of thing. It was almost like he was so overwhelming because my whole life had shifted so much.
Right.
And then you're like, and then they're constantly changing. And just as soon as you figure it out, they change again. So one is a whole, is its own thing.
Guys, I feel like I derailed us with the immediate, like, hot question about the number of kids.
Oh, my God. No, we always start out saying how many kids we have. It's
Once you said it, I wanted to ask more about it.
Yeah. I mean, what
crazy.
Is there to say?
It's just
it's insanity.
Yeah. I went back to work because I was like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, of course. When people in our mom group, someone wrote today like, oh, I feel obligated. Like, I feel torn about having another kid.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
I feel like I should. And yeah, I mean, I love my kids, but part of me wanted to write and say, like, you've got it in the bag.
Yeah.
Just stop while you're ahead.
Stop.
You're going to be traveling. You're going to be investing money.
I mean,
if you're that close to the kids club at a resort, stop having kids. Like, if you know that you can put your kids
in the
kids
club
at a resort. That's it.
Yeah, I remember the first time I was at a place that was like kids club, and I was like, answer to my prayers. And then they're like, must be this tall. Oh, yeah. Or whatever, and I was like,
God, so much
longer.
It's like if you get there and then you get pregnant, it's like, oh fuck, I'm never gonna go on a vacation again.
I cannot go through it again.
When I go to IKEA and we drop off the older two, and then I'm like, ugh, we gotta take this other one into the hell's mouth.
Into the hell's mouth. Can I tell you? So wait, there's an IKEA in Burbank now?
Yeah, it's like right over here.
I just found out about it. I have been dreaming of going to this IKEA. This has truly been like one of my big dreams.
It's like the biggest one in the world.
Don't live the dream
in America.
It's great in there.
Someone told me it was the biggest one in America.
I believe it.
Love an IKEA day.
It's good.
I do love it.
Me too.
I want to go by myself.
Now that you can drop your kids in the play zone, it's even better. Like my kids want to go to that
play zone. Smiland.
And they just sit there and watch TV the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, this is dreams.
They have a ball pit there, but they won't allow the kids to jump into it, which is the saddest thing.
They won't allow them to jump in?
Because someone will get hurt,
Jesse. What kind of nonsense bullshit IKEA is this?
Right?
All right, my dream's over. A murder nearby. No jumping in the ball pit. Fuck this IKEA. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
You can curse as much as you want.
I do love that IKEA, though. Yeah. It's fun.
Like
you go.
It.
You get
go. You, you're
meatballs.
Like in a bunch of different rooms. It's like, you know, I still get really excited when I see people's houses. Like, I love just going into houses. And I feel like going to IKEA, because it's like, oh, it's a room that's like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What if I lived here?
What if I lived in this room
in New York City, Sweden?
City,
didn't you love, like, at night, you could look into, you could see into people's apartments?
Oh, the best.
Love.
Guys. Like, one of my favorites.
Was it Rear Window? Which one?
Rear Window.
Where he stares at everybody?
Jimmy Stewart.
murder.
I was about to say
it's
Jimmy
about
Smith.
Too. What is
Jimmy
that?
Smith. That's Jimmy how Smith. Drunk I am already. I meant Jimmy Smith. I'm like, yeah, Jimmy Smith's in Rear Window.
Hey,
oh, he was so cool.
Someone's getting murdered.
That American icon, Jimmy Smith.
That was a great Jimmy
Guys,
Smith.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wait, is this your water or my water?
That's yours.
Okay, I'm gonna switch
Jimmy
off for a minute.
Someone's getting murdered over Someone. There.
You know,
I'm Jimmy
that
Smith.
Actor Hitchcock came back Check to over and over.
Smiths.
Hitchcock had such a thing for like beefy, I don't know, like ethnically ambiguous, maybe,
you know,
Latino.
His muse,
men.
Jimmy Smith.
This is just truly like
icy
all I wanted in my life tonight. Jimmy Smith. Do this. Sorry, guys, it's gonna get messy.
Talk about Jimmy Smith staring at people.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Well, what am I going to fucking talk about? I was thinking. So my husband is out of town.
Ugh. Or great.
Yeah.
Terrible, horrible, awesome. Sometimes.
I don't know.
Little column A, column B.
I mean, yeah, there is something about that, like having three kids and it's like, okay, you're not here. There is a certain amount of silence at night and no one's snoring.
Alone time.
Alone time.
Alone time.
Which I love.
I do love some alone time. That's why I wanted to go stalk the halls of IKEA. So he's away for how long?
For 4 days, which is a lot. And so I have to, usually my husband takes the kids to school. And so now I've been getting up at like 6 a.m. to take them all to the bus stop. And the very first day I did it, I was nervous. I hadn't done it all year. Ari just always does it. Even when he was sick, he would just do
God
it.
God bless.
He's the best.
Ari's a nice man.
He's a really nice man.
I don't know him well, but I know him well enough to know he's a nice man.
You hit the nail on the head.
Nice
you
man.
You sussed him.
Sussed him right now.
Ferreted that quality right out.
6 a.m.? Your kids got to be there. They have to be at the bus stop at 6 a.m.?
We get up at 6 a.m. and then we leave the house at 6:30 sharp.
What?
What?
How? What? When do you?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I sleep in for those 30 minutes. Like, I hit the button. And
Yeah, it's gross.
Ari out the does. Door at 6:30 to be where by
they
when?
Eat? Do they eat breakfast?
Well, one of the buses comes at 6:41, and one comes at 6:51.
What? So, what, are they in their clothes when they go to sleep for the morning? Like, how? I don't understand.
Oh, my God.
Like, where are their shoes? It takes 30 minutes to find
to be
shoes.
At school by, what's the starting gun on
well,
this time?
Like, 8.
How far away are they going?
They are going far. On the bus a really long time.
They are going on the bus a really long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
They go in opposite directions, super far to the far to the far reaches of the kingdom.
Far reaches of the
Los
kingdom.
Angeles.
So that they can go to a good school.
Wow. Wow, wow.
Yeah. But I don't have to drive them all that way. I just take them, you know, well, Ari does, to the bus stop. And
right.
So that works for us. But yeah, it's kind of a, it's, I mean, it's not ideal. It's not ideal for them.
But
certainly.
On the other hand, I'm just like working this out in my head because, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt your story, but I'm just,
mm-mm.
I would imagine though.
It's all about interrupting.
But then they're
the story.
Out of the house.
Right. So there's
you have your whole morning.
Yeah. Well, when's I mean, there's a 2 year old
crazy...
home.
Oh, the 2 year old's at home. All right, I'm back to this sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We just dropped them off at Small Land.
I'm like, oh no, it's not all of them yet. It's
oh, you're still here. Taking you into the.
Betsy's, you're back again today. Welcome back to IKEA.
Yeah.
This isn't daycare. No. Oh, it isn't. See you in an hour and a half.
Have we talked about that mom hack before?
Mom hack!
Go to IKEA. There's free Wi-Fi and free, like, an hour of free childcare.
And they have free breakfast some days during the week, too. So you could eat for free. Your kids could be watched for free, and you can use the free Wi-Fi.
They're giving you free breakfast.
They give
at
free
IKEA?
Breakfast at IKEA.
Is it a homeless shelter?
Amanda.
Wait, I'm serious. What do you mean? They're just giving an hour?
Amanda, this is not IKEA. This is a homeless shelter.
Well, but I'm just like, I mean, that's amazing. Yeah. That's fantastic.
I mean, it could be a homeless shelter. There's so many beds and
what's for breakfast? The meatballs? Do they still do that?
They have like eggs, pancakes.
And it's free?
Lingonberries.
Like at a hotel?
I'm just trying to understand.
Are you going to gamble at IKEA? It's a place of business.
How do they make any money?
I don't understand.
Once that word gets out about that free breakfast, which I feel like it is right now, that's a lot of and you can Stefano chairs.
Coffee. You can always get free coffee if you're an IKEA member.
What? Mind blown, ladies.
Maybe I know too much about this place.
I don't know. I think you just blew the roof off a lot of people's minds.
We used to go, when I lived in New York and New Jersey, we would sometimes go to IKEA on play dates because they had a little play space for the kids. And so my friend Ashley and I would sit down. I think Ashley was with me. Probably she was with me all the time. But we would like go to IKEA for breakfast in the morning. We'd sit there and the kids would play. And because when it's snowy and cold, you have to go to indoor gyms and stuff. And so it's like trying to figure out where you can go, where it's not a cesspool. And IKEA was clean and it was
smells
open.
Like cinnamon buns.
It smells like cinnamon buns. And you can see everything, and there's not like 7
pick
million
up
kids.
A big spoon or a spatula that you need, or
a big spoon.
A big spoon.
Like a novelty spoon to put on the wall of your kitchen.
The plus ice cubes. Those ice cube trays that you don't.
I bought a tong last time. I was there like a week ago. I bought tongs.
Of course you bought tongs. It's like the best part. You get through all of the rooms and other lives and houses you're seeing, and then you get to that crazy, what is it called? Marketplace?
We call it just a thousand bins
of shit. And you're like, I'll take that shit. I'll take that shit.
It's the Indiana Jones room where all the artifacts go.
It's all the artifacts. It's the end of Citizen Kane.
We all call it, Ari and I both call it, we just call it the Indiana Jones
room. The Rosebud room. It's like somewhere there is a sled. I have no idea what we were talking about.
Last time we were there, I saw the because it always smells like cinnamon buns, and those
pictures of cinnamon buns look great.
Great.
And I love a fucking cinnamon bun.
I want a cinnamon bun so bad right now.
So they had like a box of cinnamon, like 6 or 8 cinnamon buns, and I was like, let's buy this, and then we'll eat it for breakfast tomorrow. You guys, it was so gross.
Yeah.
I felt so sick. I had to go to work, and I was like, oh.
Wait, what kind of too much? It's just like all sugar, no craft.
And they were just like kind of hard and cold.
Hard pastry at that point.
Ugh,
it was your calories. Pick your calories. Once it's hard, it's not worth it.
I wish I had such a smart way to look at
food only
and
if
calories.
Something is truly going to break my tooth off do I stop. But still, I'll be like, like a sweet. Someone on the mom group was writing about Starbucks cake pops, like that was something I was like visually. Gave me like Pavlovian response. I was just like, I want that, like a cake on a stick. Yes, please. And then I just one day was like, today's the day. Fuck it. Bought the cake pop.
Wow.
Not what you'd want.
No. Always disappointing.
Inside,
disappointing.
Right?
I was
the
so.
The shell kind of falls off while you're trying to eat it.
It just was not, it didn't deliver.
I watched on Nailed It. They made cake pops, and I was like, "Oh, that's why I don't like them
because it's frosting.
Because it's gross.
It's too much frosting.
They mix the frosting in with the cake.
It's not cooked.
And it's not.
Yeah, it's like and I like a wet pastry. I mean, guys, if I'm being honest, I do like when something's not cooked all the way through.
You do?
I do. But this even
like
for
what?
Me was beyond the pale.
Like, like brownies. Everyone likes like a raw brownie.
Like,
right?
I'll say this: like, if you've ever had like someone like if you've made a banana bread and you put it in the oven, you take it out too soon, and you like do the toothpick, and it's a little wet, and you're like, and then you taste it, and you're like, I like this though. Like I like a not like a potentially salmonella situation in a cake or a loaf.
Oh, man, I really wanted to get behind this. But
a tiramisu, like I like a wet dessert.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know what I mean.
Yes.
Or like things that are like a sponge cake or like a pineapple upside down. Like a wet when a cake is supposed to be a little wet. Yes, a tres leches.
Hello.
Yes, guys, are you regretting having me on your podcast?
Nope, I'm winning.
No, this
I feel
great.
Like I've really derailed the structure.
No!
And I'm sorry. I'll sit quietly.
Our whole show is about being derailed.
I don't know. I just want to have some
most
fun.
Of the time I yell and then Betsy yells and we just talk about whatever and we're like, what happened on that show?
We can never remember. It's like some sort of, yeah, we have like a blackout. We're not, I mean, usually we don't drink.
We go into a fugue state.
Oh my God. Jesse brought two bottles of wine, and one was literally
you
one
deserve
of,
so
like,
many
it was
more.
Like a novelty bottle of wine. It was insane.
It's the size of my body. It's a bottle of rosé that's the size of my body. We weren't friends before, but now you are my best friend.
Look, the best friends I have in this life are the friends I've bought. I was a real monster, and I feel like I canceled more like once or twice because of my own bad brain, and I just felt like I wanted to make it up to you guys, and honestly, I don't feel like it was
I don't
big
feel
enough
like you
bottle
did yet.
Oh yeah.
Still
we're
very
super
angry.
Disappointed and angry.
No, guys, I'm sorry.
So
drinking water.
I took. Oh, look. See, so.
So what was that? So
that was me putting my like pin in the conversation.
Yes.
Thing. Like this.
No,
I'm talking.
I derailed your story. No, you started it like a half hour ago.
So. It's like I'm climbing Mount Everest, and that's like my hand with like a pick.
Yes.
I'm like so. I'm climbing this. Got it. And then, there it is again. That's okay. Terrible ticks. Okay. So I take the kids to the bus stop, and I have to wake up the baby. Usually I sleep, and the baby sleeps for longer. But I had to wake up the baby and wake up all the boys, and it's like fucking pulling teeth trying to get them. I was just like, wake up! Like, you're like, how do we do it? Is that, I assume my husband does this too when he gets up with them every morning. You just screech at them and like tell them to do stuff over and over and over and then just like get upset, right? So I woke everyone up.
That is totally what it is.
Right?
Go, get up, eat your food, go, what are you doing? Stop, go, change, you can't go to school naked, get out the door,
yeah.
Get up, where is your sister?
I guess you'll be the kid at school who has the stinky breath. Yeah. No one's gonna want to be around a stinky kid. I guess your hair is just gonna look insane.
Ugh.
Yeah, the worst.
It's the
just
worst.
Just like barking at them, like by the time we get to putting on our shoes and a jacket and getting into the car, because we're wearing jackets because it's like 3 a.m. I'm like, get in the car! Go! No! Come on! Like, yelling. It's insane. And
it
the whole...
into a monster.
What?
It turns you into a monster.
Oh, they turn
like, you never
it,
think I that mean, you're going to be that person.
I know. I've been feeling this a lot recently. Go on, Betsy.
The whole way over on the first day, so today was day two, and tomorrow will be day three of it. The whole way, the boys are like, this isn't the way Daddy does it. Daddy takes a different way. Daddy lets me play on a phone the whole way. Daddy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, well, I'm not Daddy. I guess Daddy does it differently. We're different people. And then we get there, and I'm really unfamiliar with the way that it all kind of goes down. And it's very similar to the pickup, which is what I always do. But when the bus arrives, so I guess the way my husband does it, he lets them have a phone, like an old iPhone, to play a game on until their bus arrives. But sometimes that's like a minute.
Right.
Which is kind of what happens, and my kids are not, they don't handle it well when you're like, turn off a screen, it's time to go
yeah,
to
no,
school.
That's never like a smooth transition.
No. Yeah. And when I'm like, why does he do this? If this was me doing this every morning, screens would not be a part of this, because getting them off the screen to get onto the bus is total shit. Like, mm-hmm. This is the worst. Mm-hmm. And then my last interaction with them is like, damn it! Like, I... So what has been happening is I see the bus pull up, and we're sort of parked, like, equidistant. So there's one bus that pulls up here, and you have to send a kid there, and then there's one bus that pulls up, like, over here behind the car, and you have to, like, run with the kid to that. And then I just, like, leave the baby in the car, and I'm like, hope no one steals him!
There's a baby in that car.
So the older one gets the iPhone, and he's playing on it, and he's grousing that I didn't let him play on it on the way over because I'm not interested in anyone vomiting in my car. So unreasonable. And he plays with it for like a minute, and then I'm like, oh, there's your bus. And I'm like, put the thing away. And he's like, doo, 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 doo. I'm like, put it away. Give it to me. We got to get out of the car. Unbuckle your seatbelt. And he's just like fucking molasses, won't put the, and so then I have to like go around the car and like open the door, grab the phone out of his hand, like he's angry at me. I open up the door, I hand him his backpack. He's so mad, he's yelling at me the whole, and I'm like, you gotta go to the, and so that's me in the morning in front of this school that my kids don't go to, but where the bus stop is, being like, go, run to the bus.
Yep.
Like screaming, like, screaming. Like just some
screaming,
just screaming.
Yeah.
But isn't that like, but don't then.
And
like,
twice.
Do you not see the other one mom doing this?
Nope.
I know.
No,
I
you know. Never,
the answer all, is nope.
They're all just like,
as I said it, I'm like, no, I, you know, at my school, I feel like often I am like
the one
fucking crazy person.
Yes. I always feel that way.
Like a fucking maniac. And it's such a relief when you see someone else struggling.
Yes.
I mean, I've always been like, oh, I'm sorry you're having a bad day, but also what a relief. Like a relief.
Yes, exactly. Because all the other moms I see are like just standing patiently. Oh, right outside the bus.
Fuck
and
that
then they're
noise.
Like, bye. And they just usher them on the bus and they're like, wave, bye bye. And I'm the one half a block away being like, run!
I remember when my son, I would say like when he was around like, I don't know, maybe a little under a year or something. Like we were like new-ish in LA and I like gained like 50 pounds, you know, and I was pregnant and like lost none of it. And then, and then I was at like the park. And even, I don't know, I'm like a New York City kid. So like just getting to the park 4 minutes from our house in a car felt like, oh my God, such a struggle. Yeah. And I'm like, my kid is in this, I just am dressed like a raccoon, like straight up, just like a monster. Just like, I'm like
just,
in whatever.
Black and white stripes.
Black stripes. Well, I just like, I'm dressed to go be in a sandbox with like whatever clothes fit my body at the time. Because I was, you know, you have a kid and like you're just like nothing fits you anymore. Oh, and so you're just wearing like the easiest shit there was to buy that covers your vag and your
anyone.
Nips. You're not going to see anyone. And I'm like,
my kid doesn't care.
This is the I'm like bare minimum city. And then I remember it was just decimating. Like there were these moms at the park who were like dressed cute and were so thin and like truly could be either at the park or like at a restaurant on a date.
Yeah. At the farmer's market.
At the farmer's market. And they're just in like super cute like jumpsuits. And I was like, how? Like, why am I garbage?
That was me at soccer every Sunday.
Yes. I felt so, so bad. I'm like, because I really expected that every other mom would be like what I was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see how there was any other way.
How do they do it? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I mean, I do it to this day.
No, tell us.
Yes. No,
tell
obviously
us,
you're doing
us.
It.
I just wake up and people do my hair and makeup every morning.
Oh,
now just
slam.
They're doing
but
it.
But then I also felt guilty too because I'm like, I don't want to hate on other women and like everyone's having their path.
And then part of me is like, I want my children to grow up and think like, you know, like when people are like, my mother was so glamorous.
So good, I know. Oh, I'd watch her go out on a Saturday.
I'd watch her put her makeup on
and her perfume. I can remember it like it was yesterday.
Right before dad came home, she'd just go into her room and put on makeup and make, you know.
That's always in an article about antidepressants, though.
And I'm always like, yeah, I'm a failure.
So
like, my husband deserves more.
Do they though?
I know.
How do you do it?
Me.
How do you have it all? Tell us.
Oh, yes, Amanda. How?
Amanda, how do you have it all?
I fucking don't. I don't know how anyone does. I have friends that I look at and I'm like, you are gorgeous. Your clothes are perfect. Everything you do, just your house is ideal. And they're nice people, and you just feel like I hate you, but I love you too, and I will idolize you.
I hate you, and I feel like I hate you, and I love you is a better place to be than just I hate you.
Do they feel this way?
They do. They do. So my friends that are like that will be like, "Oh my God, I'm so like, look at this."
And not just so you'll be like, "No, you're the best."
I don't think they realize, but I also don't think that they view. Here's the thing: I don't think that they look at us sitting in the sandbox in trash bags because it's the only thing that fits. And think, oh my God, like that woman's a disaster.
Yeah, that's true. When was the last time you saw a mom and you were like, oh, look at that shit show?
Well, I never look at women and think, oh, that shit show, because I feel like I'm the person who's in no place to judge. Like, I'm a shit show. Like, truly the first 18 months at least, there was this is not an exaggeration. I gained so much weight. My body changed, just even like weight aside, like the shape.
Yep.
Changed so dramatically. And
oh, yeah.
My clothes fit. And so the first like 18 months or so, I truly had two skirts.
Yeah.
That I wore from Splendid that were ankle length with elastic waist. And I would wear that. And then I had like maybe three shirts from like Free People. Mm-hmm. But I remember those two Splendid skirts. Like that was all I had, and maybe one pair of maternity jeans that was still working.
Yep.
That was it. And I just was like, I'm in this weird, it hasn't really turned out to be an in between because I didn't really end up losing that much. But like,
same.
I wore two skirts for so, so, so long. So yeah I'm still in shock.
I showed these people at work today pictures of me. They were like looking at old pictures of me. Not that old. And they were like, oh, my God, you were so skinny. And I was just sitting there like,
fuck off.
Well, I had kids. I had three kids.
Twins,
including twins. And I just like food. But I was like, oh, but I still think of myself as that like skinny person. And then I look in the mirror and go, oh, you're not.
Oh, yeah.
Your body changes so much. My ribs got bigger.
My body was no longer a girl's body. It was my mother's body.
A woman.
Yeah. And it just kind of won't go away.
I mean, I don't know what to do.
I'm trying to be at peace with it. I try as much to think of maternity clothes. It's not pregnant lady clothes. It's
mother clothes.
Yeah.
Mother clothes.
And mom clothes.
Maternity clothes?
Yeah.
Are you still wearing maternity clothes, Betsy? Is that what you said?
I do still wear some maternity clothes. Yeah, 2 years later I do.
I do too.
Because they're so comfortable? Yeah.
Because they work with my weird postpartum body.
But by the way, I also feel like the discovery I had about maternity clothes was, first of all, maternity jeans. I was like, why isn't this all jeans?
All jeans.
Oh, we could stop all jeans having to be fucking shit. And then have an elastic band and you just it fits. And then it fits and they look cute. Toddlers.
And I can bend over and I can sit and I'm not
like,
oh.
They do it for toddlers.
They have the little buttons inside so you can loosen and tighten them up.
Why don't we all have
yes, queen, yes.
Did I just?
No, you're just joking about how yes queen is so, is like a million years old and so dead.
It's like the trucker hat's a hat of sayings. It was like, why won't that die? Yeah, people are still wearing trucker hats.
Oh, God.
I bought a jumpsuit. I want to give a shout out to Alana Cohn. But I bought this jumpsuit that she makes, and it's like got
she
buttons
makes
down
that?
There. She makes a jumpsuit.
I didn't know that.
Jumpsuit?
Alana Cohn.
Who is this person?
Oh, you got to Google it. They're not cheap.
Okay.
I may have weaseled a deal for myself because they like Big Mouth, the animated show that I'm on. But anyway,
which you guys should watch, and it's very enjoyable and funny.
I have so little to do with it other than doing a voice. I don't write it, so I feel like I can brag about it.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny and the writing's so amazing and the show is so great. But anyway, I bought this jumpsuit and it's like
Netflix, like
old timey gas station attendants. It's like kind of like that.
Yes.
Or like a mover.
It's coverall.
It's like a coverall.
Yes.
And the minute I put it on, I was like, this is my look. In the best way. Like, I feel like happier and sexier in it than I think I ever felt in anything. Like, I feel
That's
like I'm home.
That's what it is. It's
like
honing in on that sexy.
I found
that, like, oh, my friend used to have, she had a Beauty Heat. A tattoo that said Beauty Heat on her wrist.
Beauty Heat?
Beauty Heat.
She said, it's not about, like, you can put on as much makeup as you want. You can put on clothes or heels or you can do whatever. But it's all about your inner beauty heat. And when you exude that, that's what attracts people. That's what, like, makes you shine. That's your magic. And that's when you feel
your magic
in. You know, like, that's when you feel like you're like, oh, that's why you can wear a giant jumpsuit where you're like, I feel like I work at a gas station and everybody wants to fuck me.
I have to say, at least women do, which is fine for me now. I get a lot of compliments. I do. I get a lot of compliments from women when I wear that jumpsuit. Yeah. Like,
I'm
truly
picturing it in my head and it's really cute.
Oh, that's not my thing with me. What's your beauty heat outfit now that you're like moms? Like, cause my beauty heat outfit when I was 25 was very much not like a gas station jumpsuit, but now it totally is.
Yeah.
You know?
I have I have a blue shirt that I've had. It's like so old. I've had it since probably I was 18. And it's so thin you can almost see through it.
I love that.
And it's gonna fall apart eventually. But there's something about the color. There's something about the way it sits on me. And it's totally boring and blasé. But every time I wear it, I'm like,
got
I just
beauty
feel
heat.
Good in it. Yeah, yeah. Like, if I know I'm going to go, if there's a job or there's something I'm going, like, I wear that and I just feel like.
Where did you get it?
I don't know if it. I think it might have been. I might have stolen from my dad. Or I might have found it at a thrift store.
I have a t-shirt that my dad owned that truly is like, I think if I blew on it, it would like scatter.
That's
like
what
ashes.
This is. It's like tissue paper.
Tissue paper.
And sometimes I'll even wear like a black
look.
Bra underneath it and nothing and be like, what? I am crazy,
yeah,
mom.
Yeah.
But you know, I love that shirt.
And what do you wear with it? Like just like a cool jean.
Yeah, a nice jean. And, I could do a hot shoe. Sometimes I don't even need to. I can just do Converse. But there's just something
Converse is a hot shoe, P.S.
Oh, yeah. But it's about that, like.
Yeah, you feel like you got the thing.
I don't have to think about it. I just feel confident in it.
I like it.
Versus, like, sometimes if I dress too much, it's like.
Trying.
I dressed for work today, and when I left, I felt like I looked together, and I was like, oh, I'm wearing a button-down white t-shirt and pearls. And like, oh, and then I had a sweater, and I was very professional. And then by the time I got home, my pants that were fitting nice when I left felt like they were, like, falling down,
digging
into my belly button. My shirt's completely unbuttoned, and all you see is my, like, undershirt. The kids have spilled and destroyed every aspect of it.
You didn't have the beauty heat anymore.
No.
You didn't feel it. No. Even if it was what people were seeing, you didn't feel it in you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Betsy, what's your beauty heat now? I love beauty heat. I love it.
No.
You're just like, hard pass.
You don't ever, it may not be clothes.
I get like a new haircut, I get my hair done,
exactly.
I feel like confident.
You have gorgeous hair.
Yep.
You have beautiful hair. And the color, may I add right now, is perfect.
Thank you. That is really nice
really
to
good.
Hear. Well, that's,
I mean, maybe
that's
it's natural.
My only beauty heat that's happening.
Sorry,
right
I shouldn't
now.
Be complimenting like your hair dye, but I'm like,
no,
look at my.
No, but yeah, I like. Great. She did a good job. She made it look
beautiful.
Natural. Thank you. That's nice. Yeah, that's kind of it right now.
You're so beautiful, though. Like you're a stunning lady, if I may put it out there.
God.
And I've always thought so,
thank
and I continue
you.
To think so to this day.
But you know, like, thank you. I feel like a stranger in my own body a lot.
Me too. # Oh, that's not for this.
Oh, sorry. But truly, I just wanted to say me too. I don't know. What do you do now? What do you do if you just feel what the...
You said, I feel like a stranger in my mind. I said me too, but not a #
Guys, too soon.
# too soon. It was like, that was a very good joke.
And that was the death of the me too
really
movement.
Just really happened.
Oh. Jesse Klein announced...
Really
on a
happened.
Podcast that it was really just about
what?
Like yes also I agree
oh.
And then
the apology tour starts tomorrow. I
that's hilarious.
I too
I love that.
Also feel like a stranger in my body.
Yeah, no, yeah. # me too.
I think it's I too. # I too.
# I also.
I also.
Oh, clunky.
That's a clunker.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I like we taped part of our live podcast taping, like we videotaped it and watched it, and I was like, who is that person with my voice? That's not my body.
Yeah, no, it's the weirdest thing. You must have talked about. This is a conversation you've had before on this podcast.
Not a whole lot,
really.
We talked about my shopping addiction.
You're like, I do have warrants out for my arrest.
That's why I know about free breakfast at IKEA.
Like, it's free. IKEA's like, very much, it's not free. She's a thief.
Just go on Tuesdays.
IKEA would like to put out a statement. There is no free breakfast. Amanda, please report to security.
You walk in the IKEA cafe.
Please report to security. By please, you mean you have no choice.
There's a photo of Amanda. It's like, do not
serve eggs. God damn it.
Come on, I know they're free.
Oh, no.
Just because they give them to you and then you have to take them to the cashier, it doesn't mean they're free.
But that is how I get free soda. Hello.
Free soda.
I'm going to have water. Guys, though, the body thing, I am still, like, really, like, and it's tough, too, because you're, like, you have kids and then you're like, all you people are doing is like picture of the kid, and you're in the picture of the kid.
Yeah.
And there's so many pictures that my husband takes, like, where it's me and the kid. There's three of us, so when he has a camera, it's me and the kid. And it's like the kid is always like 10 out of 10, keeping it 100, always
totally.
Like the most cute person ever in the world. And 9 times out of 10, I'm like, just like crop me right on now. Like, I don't feel like I've ever photographed well.
Same.
And it's a bummer. I don't know. I don't know how to, like, I'm like not, I can't find the joke to like cheer this statement up.
I mean, it's, I, do you guys have a lot of pictures of your moms? I think that might be a mom thing.
No, my mom, no.
Oh, well, your mom. She's like, am I sexy? Look at me!
There's so many pictures of my mom.
But my mom was like that. She's like, oh, no, don't take a picture of me.
Really?
Yeah, I think a lot of us are that way. Like, on one hand, we get angry because we don't have any pictures of ourselves, right, unless we take a selfie. And that's how we can control.
Ever do that. Which I know. I'm getting older, do cross eyes in selfies lately.
What?
I've noticed. I like, and maybe it's,
what?
I'll look at the picture and I go to take the selfie and I'm like, and then that was me taking a selfie, selfie. And then when I turn and look at the picture, I'm like, this in the picture.
Cross-eyed.
And I don't know what's going on.
I never.
I always, always do. And it's maybe because like one eye's like trying, like I can't figure out the, I don't know. As I like go to take, I'm always cross-eyed now. Can't get it. I'm telling you, the next selfie I take, I'm going to show you and you're going to be like, why the fuck are you doing that? And I'm like, I'm not doing it on purpose.
Well, they do say that that's one of the things about, like, growing older.
Do you get cross-eyed?
Is that when you take selfies, you get cross-eyed.
No one says that, Betsy!
Not a soul!
Not a soul.
I'm kidding.
You know, that
every
ancient saying
is going to be like
that ancient saying.
About as you get older, you your selfies like are cross-eyed. Confucius, Lao Tzu. Oh,
the
man.
The Spartans used to say.
One of the earliest cave paintings.
Somebody out there is going to be like, that's happening to me too. And then I'm going to feel validated.
Hashtag
by
me
it.
Too. We're ladies, we're allowed. We're taking it.
Yeah, it's ours.
Taking it back.
It's like
from
if I
ourselves.
Call myself a bitch. Like, that's my word.
Me.
Oh, guys.
What an absolute nightmare I am. Can't.
Well, what is bro? What's going on over there?
Dum-dum.
I think I pretty much said it all.
So my daughter, Benny.
Oh, wait. Actually, can I just say something really quick?
Yes.
So my husband is out of town. I am not done with shit until like 10:30 at night.
Of course not.
Every night, I'm like, go, 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 go. And then it's 10:30 at night. There's still shit to do. And I'm like, I gotta just hang it up. It's so hard. I don't know how single mothers do
it. No, I know.
I mean, I guess they just have systems in place over time.
Warriors.
But it is so hard. That's it.
No, I always think about that. Whenever I'm alone, I'm like, I can barely handle it for a minute. I
cannot handle it for a minute. I have one child. My husband travels once a month-ish.
Wow.
For three nights or something.
That's still...
Two nights, three nights.
That's a lot.
I have a full-time nanny. Very, very privileged, lucky, blessed.
That's awesome.
But she leaves at 6.
Yeah.
And then I've got 2 hours. But it's the hour of having to stuff food into his face, having to stuff him into a tub, having to stuff him into his pajamas, having to stuff him into his bed.
I think the bedtime hours are the hardest ones.
It's Thanksgiving. Stuffing. And then my kid also is an early riser, so it's like a 5:45.
Yuck. Oh,
5:30.
Is he in a bed now? Because he's...
I will never put him in a bed.
Atta girl.
Never.
Don't.
And I checked with him the other day because he does not like transitions. And I was like, buddy, I was like, do you want to be in a big boy bed? And I don't even know why I said it, because even if he said, like, he wanted one, I would say no. But I was like, do you want to be in a big boy bed?
He's 3 and a half,
no.
You said?
No. He's 14 years old. No, he's going to be 3 in a few months.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's...
And he was like, no, I like my crib. And I was like, thank Jesus the Christ.
As certain Christians
I co-sign.
Say.
Yeah. My dad is a minister. He says, Jesus the Christ.
He does? As a Jew, I will say whenever I hear like people say Jesus the Christ, I'm like, that's someone who's really serious about Jesus. Like, which Jesus is Christ is different than Jesus the Christ. I'm like, you really believe it.
Oh, they say it reverently. Because I was going to say, if you're really religious, you're not like, Jesus the Christ.
Jesus, no. But just when I hear Jesus the Christ, I'm like, that person really believes.
Oh. I don't know.
I'm a mess. But as a Jew, I'm an outsider to all of it. My little hierarchy means nothing.
Hey, I just wanted to share with you my newest favorite thing, Picnic, the app. It's an organizational app that helps families kind of feel like they have a little bit of extra help when they need it most. It can do meal planning. It can do grocery shopping lists. You can sync up calendars so that you know what's going on throughout the week. You can do a to-do list. So, you know, if you need to get stuff done and you can't, someone else in your family might be able to help out with that. It's got everything. And it's just super fun and user-friendly. I've really been enjoying it, and I hope you will too. And if you're interested, go to PICNIIC.com/get-started to set up your account and use promo code PODPIC, PODPIC, for 30 days of Picnic Premium for free. Once again, it's Picnic, PICNIIC.com.
Wait, what was your story? Yeah. You were about to talk.
Let's talk
is happening.
So Benny had to go, so she's being evaluated for her speech.
Great. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But also good.
It's good. It's good. She's 4 and a half. Probably should have had it a year ago, 2 years ago, but they just caught it now. Part of it is because I was home with her. And I'm so used to hearing her that I translate and I can understand her. And so it's hard because people don't understand kids normally,
yeah.
Unless they have very clear diction. But she doesn't. And so finally the teacher was like, I really think she needs to be evaluated. And I was like, oh, okay, good. You know, like I'm a person who believes if your kid needs the help, get the help.
Get the help.
Like,
oh, yeah.
It's only going to, it won't hurt them to go in and have somebody help them. And in worst case scenario, they're going to say, no, they're actually all right. You don't need the help. Okay, cool. So we schedule this appointment to go in for speech therapy, and they're going to look at that. And then from there, they'll look and decide if she needs more or less. And when I pick her up to take her, she's like, where are we going? And I was like, I don't know what to tell her.
Right.
Now, I have a background. I'm a therapist, and I used to work with kids. But it's so jarring when it's your own kid.
Sure.
Because you don't, like, I was like, I don't know how to describe this, and I don't know who this person is, and I don't really know what she's going to do. Like, how intensive is she going to get, and what is she looking for, and I don't know what to say to prepare her. Yeah. So I was just like, I'm pretty sure you're just going to go in and play, and there's going to be somebody there, and we're going to talk to him. That's it. She was like, oh, okay. She's like, is it like a doctor? And I was like, kind of, but there won't be shots and they won't measure you. And
this she was sounds like, okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
It sounds like you handled this A+.
Yeah.
But even in my mind, I was like, what are they going to actually be doing?
In your mind,
shots and measuring. Hi, welcome to the Shots and Measuring Center.
What?
That's what parenting is all the time, where you're just like, I'm just fucking making it up. And when I get there, I'm hoping I'm right.
What can I do to keep shit from fucking blowing up as long as possible? Until it blows up.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
So we get to the place where she's at. We're about 5 minutes late, which is actually 5 minutes early for me. So great. We 10 minutes, usually 10 minutes. So we show up. I'm like shuffling her in. She becomes immensely nervous. Like, ooh, like doesn't like latches on to me, terrified. Like, what is going on? I'm like, it's okay. Let's go. I'm going with you. I'm going to go the whole way. The woman is straight up like gorgeous, wearing like a flowy dress. Like, even I was like,
giant angel wings.
She's a giant angel in like in a human form. She's just like, hello. And I was like, I will do what right. you want.
End of the earth for you, whatever you
yeah,
want.
Like, yeah, like she just is magical. Like she just
she's like, hello. I'm Kate Blanchett.
Nice to meet you, Benny. Come here. We're gonna hang out and play. And Benny was just like,
Benny's such a good name, by the way.
Benny?
Yeah, I love the name Benny. It's a great name.
It was my grandmother's name. So.
Great name.
Yeah. So then she was like, come in, let's go. I'm going to show you this great place and we're going to go play. And Benny was just like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that. And so I was like, it's all right. We get in. She brings us into this room. As soon as I see the room, I'm like, oh, we're all right. She had butterflies everywhere, giant dream catchers. It was like the most colorful, beautiful office and totally made for kids. So everything was from the perspective of the child, so that it, like, as they're looking up, like, it's all for them, not for the adult looking down.
Yes. Oh,
cool. Which is great, because that's the kind of thing that, like, we don't think about. Oh, you know?
I hate when I was trying to buy a mobile for my kid.
Uh-huh.
All the fucking mobiles.
You made yours, didn't you?
I made Rex's mobile.
I remember.
Yeah. Oh, back when I had one giant.
I remember being like, Betsy made her mobile.
Oh, it was so
I'm
beautiful. You guys,
shitty
so
garbage
time.
Mom, and I bought mine.
I took twigs
the
from
ugliest
Prospect
mobile
Park.
Available, like the gaudiest, the most. Yeah,
well,
I hated
but a
them
lot of times, I mean, but a lot of times the kids
hers
like
is beautiful.
Those.
Oh, well, I felt like I remember looking online when I was like pregnant,
yeah,
and I'm like, my dream and my nursery,
yes,
and then like,
it's gonna be like an apartment therapy,
a blog
post
therapy, house tour, IKEA tour, free breakfast.
Amanda, get out of Jesse's house. This is not free breakfast.
Get out. Everything I wanted.
Thank you.
Everything I wanted was like a Scandinavian.
Me too.
Like it just like it's a,
it's like a
felt
owl.
Cloud on a light blonde wood stick. I don't know. I don't do accents, but like all the mobiles, I was like, that's gorgeous. And then I would Google like best developmental mobile for a newborn, and it was like the ugliest, just like it's teal and orange.
Yep. Teal and orange, and it's a giraffe.
Dragon's dick. And then like a, it's just like a
Jesse, I
like
gotta
a,
talk to you about this mobile.
Disgusting.
It's all dragon
disgusting.
Penises.
And like the mobile, and then I was like, oh fine, like the Scandinavian blonde wood one was not on the list. They're like, babies like horrible contrasts. Like purple and yellow. And yeah, I bought some like, I don't know, this Fisher Price thing,
yeah,
that's like teal and orange and green. And it was like an eyesore. But he did like it. His
yeah.
brain grew.
Oh, good. But
that,
yeah, I was trying to find a pretty mobile.
But
and
then
I was
you made
up,
one. You
well,
made
for
one.
My first kid, but then for my second and third one, I didn't. Because at some point, also, that homemade mobile just, like, fell apart and fell into his crib. And then he was just
as
covered
all
in,
of them,
you know,
though.
Fishing line and twigs.
Great.
And,
not
you know,
choking hazards.
No,
at all.
Not at all. Couldn't strangle himself on a, yep.
it's fine.
But yeah, all the pretty ones, it's pretty for you.
It's pretty for
you. But if
you're
laying in the crib, you're just going to look at like a bunch of narrow slivers
look at
of things.
Like someone's like signature that's like Skarsgård. like an engraved few letters.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. We got way sidetracked.
We were just about to, we were hearing about the great room at the therapist's office.
It was like a giant mobile. I mean, it really was. It was like, there was just things everywhere in there that you could see. And Benny was not having it. She was like, no. And so the therapist.
She didn't like it?
No.
All the stuff made for
like,
her point of view?
Look at all the butterflies. And Benny was just sat still. I don't like this. I don't trust this. Over time, the woman got to her. And so she started to open up. And so then she had her start to like answer questions. So she'd be like, what is this? And point to pictures. And Benny would say what it was. And then she started writing down. And so Benny was like, what are you writing? And she's like, I'm writing what you're saying. Because you're saying some really great things, and I want to make sure I say them. I want to remember what you said.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah, she did great. But Benny was like, okay. And then she was like, I'm going to fill this whole paper with things that you've said while we're hanging out.
And sassy.
I know, meanwhile, I want to be like, can I go to the therapy?
Is anyone going to say I want to hear things, writing down all the great things you said?
Nobody.
Hashtag me too. That's got a real ring to it, Klein. A real ring to it.
So I'm going to make a room that I go into that makes me feel good, and they just talk to me and listen to me.
Everything you
and
say is worthy of being recorded.
Oh, Amanda, these are all just clothes that you can have, and a really nice mop.
Somebody did.
What?
That's like all the things we've said now that I think about it.
What? Is that like,
it's a similar thing, right?
Our thing with all of our sayings from our show is like a room.
It's like somebody
a speech
else's
therapy
speech
room
therapist.
For you.
Storbs.
Anywho, so we're in there, and then finally Benny starts to trust her, and she starts to talk. But then as she does, I'm noticing what she's writing. And so I can see that she's like, anytime Benny says something, the wrong way, she immediately writes it down. And I was just like, so as the parent, it was so hard to sit back and just like let the evaluation happen and not be like, what are you writing, why did you choose that to write, like what are you seeing.
When Odie got evaluated for speech therapy, I was there for the first, because it was like three ghosts shall visit you and evaluate. It was like a psychologist, an occupational therapist, a speech therapist, and they all have like different ways of evaluating if your kid needs help. And Ari was there one day, and he was like really playing up how skilled our son was, and I kept being like, is he though? Like, is he? Because I think I think your natural tendency is to want to.
Yeah, you want to. You want to support
over.
Them.
Yeah, and make them look good.
Oh, it's okay. I know what they're doing.
Instead of being just like, we can't understand.
You have to sit back and let them experience it, because it's the only way that they're going to get the actual like spot, but also, though, as the parent, you know, like, you understand why they're doing. I'm sure that they understood. Yes. Oh, he's just trying to support. But so it's like, so I sat there and I was like, it was so hard to not translate everything for her, because the therapist also would be like, what are you saying? So like at one point she was like pointing to parts of her body where she was like, what is this? And then Benny was like, forehead. And she's like, what is this? My eyes, my nose, my chin. And then she got to her chest and she pointed to her chest. And Benny got nervous, and I think it's because she wanted to be like, those are your boobs.
Yeah.
But she didn't know how to say it, because it was a little bit like, it's a sexual, like, not that
it's
sexual, but it's like
right.
You're a stranger, and those are your privates.
Yeah.
And
Yeah,
so, but she was just like, and then the woman was like, that's my chest. And then Benny was like, And then he said, like a treasure chest. There's also a thing called a treasure chest, and there's like gold coins in them.
Oh,
pirates have them, and the gold coins come in, and they're shiny and golden.
Cute.
And so she like changed it and like went to this whole thing. And the whole time, the speech therapist was just like, what? Huh? Oh. And then Benny was like, shiny. Like shiny gold things. And she was like, I don't know what you're saying. And she was like, shiny gold things. And she like went over to one of the butterflies. She's like pointing to it. She's like, shiny. And she was like, and I was watching her do this, and every part of me wanted to be like, she's saying chest, like a treasure chest that's filled with shiny gold coins.
This seems very obvious.
But I realized that that's when I really heard the delay.
Oh.
Because I could see why the speech therapist couldn't follow it, and she didn't understand what she was saying. And then I watched Benny turn around, and she was like, oh, I forgot. Never mind. And she just stopped and was like, I'm not
communicating.
I'm just, I don't know anymore. And so the speech therapist was like, oh, no, you do. What were you saying? She's like, oh, I forgot. I'm done. And so it was like, so it broke my heart to watch her do this thing that, like, I think, you know, like, I kept thinking about it because I think on a bigger scale, like, as a woman, we do that inherently. Oh, I'm not being heard. I'm not being understood.
Yeah, forget it.
You know what? Fuck it. I don't know what I'm talking about. Or maybe I shouldn't be talking. I'm just going to stop. I'm going to silence myself, and you're just going to keep going and doing what you need to do for your agenda, and I'm going to move on, even though I know the answer, even though I'm trying to communicate with you. And so it was, like, so frustrating to watch this little four-year-old. She's already figured that out as her, like, you don't understand me? I'm just going to stop, and then we'll move on. And it was so, it broke my heart to watch.
Oh, I'm, like, tearing up hearing you tell the story.
It was just like, And so the good news was, is that at she did get through to her, or no, did I say? It's a treasure chest. I think at that point I was like,
right.
Like, I can't do this anymore.
You said it?
I think I said, she means a treasure chest. And then Benny was like, yeah, a treasure chest. And then she was like, oh, and she's like, shiny gold. And then the woman was like, oh, I get it. And then another point in the time that we were with her, Benny shut down again, but the therapist was like, no, I want to know. You do remember, you can tell me. And she responded and said it again. So at least, like, she's clued into that's what her thing is. She's just going to shut it down. But I just sat there and I was like, oh, she's doing it. Like,
but how amazing though that, but that isn't the takeaway that your daughter then had, because at the end it was like, oh, my mom, like, stepped up.
Yeah.
And my mom was there, and then that other woman got it, and then everyone supported me.
Yes.
Like, and that was the end of that story for her. Right. It wasn't like, and then I shut down, and that's my end. It was like, the end was like, mama got me, and then the woman got me.
Yeah. You
know? It makes me feel like, and that's a totally different thing.
It's like, I think it's a good, I think it's really good that she's in there, and I think it's great that they were like, no, she totally qualifies, and then she's going to go to this angel, because now it's like, we can go in and try to help her build that confidence so that she starts to feel like she can speak out and that she shouldn't stop speaking out, you know?
Yeah.
And so now we're trying to work on it. She gets very nervous about it. She's like, it's my secret. I don't want everybody to know I'm going.
Oh.
And I was like, it doesn't have to be a secret. And she's like, I think she likes that it's her secret. Oh. It's like her thing.
Secrets can be kind of like, ooh, secret.
She's like, don't tell anyone about my secret.
Stop trying to read my diary.
Yeah. One of the things she has to work on is the shh noise. And so she's like, don't tell anyone about my secret.
Aw, cute.
I wish you could see the face Amanda's making, because
it's like her tongue is just out. Like, she can't do the shh sound, but she's trying. She's like,
so cute.
But like, billions of kids can't. The shh sound is crazy.
She'll get there. She'll get there.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
She's tough.
Like, I just love that she's into it, but I love that. I hate that I saw it, but I love that I saw it, because now I can, like you said, like, it's like, I'm aware. And that woman was
interacting with the world.
But good on you that your instinct was like to do that, because I really feel like that's like, I know you're like, oh, my heart broke because I saw her doing this thing. But I feel like the way the story goes is that she's not doing, like, that's not the way that's going to go.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
And especially now that she's going to get help and it's going to get fixed.
Yeah. But also it's like to pay attention to that, because you don't even, like, I realized that it was something I wasn't even thinking like about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so as a mom, there's these moments where you go, or as a parent, I think it's not necessarily just for women. I think sometimes like it could go all across, but I think there's these bigger moments where you stop and you go, oh my God, like, these are people, and they're, even though they're only four, they're experiencing such large concepts that will shape them and move forward. No pressure.
Yeah.
but it's like these moments of like, oh wait, that's right, I'm here to help with this too. It's not just the you've destroyed every aspect of my everything.
yeah.
It's also like, I'm destroying every aspect of your everything, and I need to try to, we need to try to be there for each other to to be people. I don't know. That doesn't make sense, but
no, it makes total sense.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a crazy mind trip.
It really this is a fucking mind trip, you
it
guys.
Is. It is.
It really is.
You look at yourself in the mirror, you're like, how the fuck did I turn into my mom? I have my mom's body.
We're all just living a Talking head song, aren't we?
Oh, man.
Oh. And we're all running, but we're on the road to nowhere.
This is not my beautiful house.
And they're never going to show up.
Oh, no.
David Byrne was a mother for all of us.
Oh, David
Psycho
Byrne.
Killer.
Dream of dreams.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Huh.
I never thought about it. It is about a mom.
You better run.
Oh, man.
Oh, you guys, I think I'm going to go away for Mother's Day for like a day or two.
Are you really?
Are you really? That's the plan. I'm hoping it will.
Wait, when is Mother's Day?
Beginning of May.
Beginning of May?
Usually, or middle, like 14th.
Yeah, it's usually like around the 14th. My mom's birthday is the 14th, and it usually falls kind of on there.
We got married around then. That's the only reason I know.
I saw like something in social media. It was like, Mother's Day. I was like, am I now allowed to do the thing where I'm like, can you just pay for me to have like some like self-care alone time?
Yep.
Yes.
Am I there?
Yep.
Yes.
Like pay for me to go away from you?
That's always the push and pull, right, of Mother's Day. You're like, oh, I should be honoring my mother and my mother-in-law or whatever. Oh. But also I want it to be about me. And I feel like I should be with my kid. But then I feel like I want to be fucking alone. What were you going to say? Sorry.
Oh, no. Just I feel like I have like already abandoned like my mother. And I love my mother and my mother-in-law.
I've gotten everything from
both.
You that I need.
But when I think Goodbye. Mother's Day, I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to like, oh, I'm celebrate by being with my child because I'm like a mother. And I'm like, no, I just want to like, isn't like my reward. I get to like seriously like leave,
yeah.
Like not be around.
Yep. Yeah.
And like it's Mother's Day. That's when she's not here.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I don't want to go to brunch with you guys.
I mean, I
want to go to the spa.
Maybe I want like a split skis, like a half and half.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's usually the more successful
a morning and then send her off or something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I'm going away. I'm going to Solvang to the wine country.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, queen. Yeah.
Yeah.
YQY.
Once it lands, you can't let it go.
It's very fun to say. I mean,
it is. It's like saying, like, my life. You can't let go. It's been too long, but I love it.
Oh, my God.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen. Yes.
Our
so gross.
Our Wi-Fi at home is called my Wi-Fi. Yeah.
I like my Wi-Fi.
My Wi-Fi.
That's exactly where it belongs.
Right?
It's exactly where
just a little joke for us to enjoy.
My
like, ugh. The what channel is the printer on? My Wi-Fi.
That's a great joke.
It's ridiculous.
Nothing but fawning over here.
So, Jesse Klein, now comes the part of the show where we ask you what has broken you.
I mean, I was thinking about this because I really wanted to come through for you guys. I mean,
I'm sorry. Guys, this broke me. Speaking into a microphone this close broke me.
I snort
too much when I just...
My son recently learned what snarf means. Like,
what does snarf mean?
Only your son, because we don't know.
Wait, when you snarf?
Snarf?
What is snarf?
What?
Are you talking about a show with like little blue people that...
No, when you snarf, like you don't know, I've never heard that phrase before? Why? Well, my husband's from Boston and I'm from New York.
My husband's from Boston and I do not know what snarfing
You're,
is.
You're like drinking and then someone makes you laugh and it comes out your nose. Okay. Isn't that snarfing?
I've never heard that word before.
You snarf?
I mean, now it's snarfing. But I don't know that word.
I want to Google.
Laughing so hard.
To
that
my
it comes
husband
out.
And I from different cities, independently, we both like that's what snarf means.
What's gleek to you?
Literally nothing.
Okay,
that's when the spit comes out of your teeth.
There you go. Because you go, you bend your tongue, and like and like a little spit. Comes
I have
out.
Never heard gleek.
Oh.
Whoa. Wow.
Anyway.
Teachable moments
do you guys
all around.
Know what a popo is?
No.
The police?
Yes, or a vagina.
What?
A vagina?
Where are you from again?
Tampa.
Damn, Florida.
So it's the same. Beware of the police. The popo.
The popo. The popo.
Beware of my vagina.
Beware the popo.
Popo.
5050, and by that I mean my vagina.
Gosh, wow, guys, separated by a common language. I've been thinking a lot about this. I feel broken in some way or another almost every day by like motherhood, and then, I don't know. I've just been having a lot of moments of like, I know, like. Because of the mom group that we were in that feels so supportive and everyone's like, I'm garbage. And everyone's like, yes, queen, yes. Then, it's very supportive and everyone like kind of, there's like almost a humble brag. And I mean that lovingly, like,
yes.
I'd much rather that than the other way around, like of being a quote unquote bad mom. And I don't really believe in that other than like, if your kid's alive, you're not that bad a mom. But
no, I hear you. I've been in other mom groups before where people are like, you guys, I only give my kids organic. Am I a garbage mom? And you're like, fuck you.
Fuck
you
off.
Know just what you're doing.
Yeah.
You guys. When my son comes home, he sweeps the house. He does all of his homework. He does my hair. Am I a bad mom?
Am I a bad mom?
But intolerable.
It's intolerable. And that's not what this one is. And it's awesome. But I've been feeling like, I don't know. I'm like, I have a lot. Like, I'm very lucky in that I feel like, yeah, I have this. We have an incredible nanny who's with us all the time. Not all the time, but a lot of the day. And like, I'm not a single mom. But I somehow still feel like a drained husk. A husk just doing basically like the 4 hours that I do during the week. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, is there something? I had a moment where I was like, is it something with me?
No.
Like that I'm really not cut out for this. And that's not to say I think I'm a bad mom. But I was like, why is it so much effort for me to be like, I don't know. I'm just like, I don't, compared to so many other people, I really don't have, I don't clock in that many hours. And it's still like, I'm barely keeping it together. I don't know. That's not really a story. I mean, I have some stories.
Me too. And I feel like that's
true. But you have three kids.
But I didn't always have three kids. And when I had one kid, I was overwhelmed as fuck.
Yeah.
I had help from family. And I still was like out of my mind.
Yeah. My Facebook picture is Goldie Hawn in Overboard when she's like staring at the wall, just going ba 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 ba.
Sure,
bah, bah.
Very familiar.
I feel like that's how I feel as a parent all the time. Like I just feel overwhelmed. I don't like doing it most of the time, and then I feel really bad because I don't like doing it.
Yeah,
like
it's hard to do it.
I sat in a meeting today with a bunch of women who don't have kids yet, and we were talking about planning this thing for the department. And they were like, when's a good time? They're like, there's never a good time. I was like, it's like parenting or like having kids. It's never a good time. You just do it and then you regret it for the rest of your life. And I just sat there.
And they all looked.
And they all were, like, started
they
crying.
Were
and
horrified.
Like, they did not understand my humor. They didn't get it. My joke. Meanwhile, I'm like, that was fast. Whoa, I hit that one quick. And then I looked around and I was just like,
Oh no.
And then I started thinking like, oh no, what if they're like trying to have kids?
Oh.
So then I was like, it's not all terrible. Sometimes it's great and they're nice. They just make you think twice about choices. We should plan this outing. So like it was just, but it's that feeling.
Yeah.
It's that feeling of like, I'm supposed to really like this. We're all supposed to be really good at this. Yeah. We're all supposed to enjoy every second of it.
And you're a highly competent person. Like you've achieved a lot.
Ish. Here's the thing.
And I think that's part of it. Is that you're like, I'm so good at all this other stuff. Why is this so hard?
No, but you know, that's so kind of you to say. I think, I also weirdly, I feel like my standards, I'm not even living up to my very low standards of mothering, where I sort of went into it knowing like, this is not going to be my bag for a while.
Okay.
Like I had this, I was listening to, guys, I'm a huge fan of like Super Soul Sunday, just like Oprah, like her podcast.
I don't know what this is. What is this? Snarf.
I'm sorry.
Snarf the podcast.
Excuse me?
What's happening?
Super Soul Sunday podcast?
Hmm?
Oprah has a podcast?
Yeah, it's called Super Soul Sunday.
Is it her? Is it Oprah?
Whoa.
Oh, it's Oprah.
Amanda just short-circuited.
I don't know if it's only the repurposing of old Super Soul Sundays from her own TV network where she does, like, long one-on-one interviews with people. Guys, what's up? I'm seeing minds... Are you not Oprah people, which is totally
fine. I'm not.
That's fine. What?
No, which is not to say I don't like Oprah.
I love Oprah.
But a lot of...
I didn't know this about you.
I mean, I don't know. She's fine. Like, I respect her.
Not everyone has to love Oprah.
I feel like with Oprah, it's like the same as I feel about the Beatles.
Oh, because everybody helps.
Wow, you're digging a rail haul. You're like, no, it's just the same, you know?
It's like everyone loves this, and I'm like, well, I respect this.
Right.
And
that's like how I feel about you two.
What they've achieved. You two, the band?
Yeah. Hashtag you two.
That's it.
No, I mean, she's great, and she's achieved a lot. She's right. A smart
but
lady.
But it's like, it's not like you have to like, but I'm eat not all like, of it up all the time.
Like, I have I feel to, like, yeah. A lot of people we know like freak out and they're like, she should be the president. And, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you, where are you on the Oprah spectrum?
Somebody said that she ate brunch at a place that I was eating at, and I was like,
a place?
If she was here.
IKEA?
Can you imagine if she gave it
IKEA? She's like, how much? Oh no!
I love the idea of Oprah eating a free brunch.
She's like, I don't even love this food.
Just Oprah and Gail showing up.
Oh, Oprah
people throwing like rose petals in front of her so she can walk in, and then
welcome.
She just eats all these reconstituted scrambled eggs.
Showing up without anybody knowing it's her, and she's just Oprah with no makeup, just Oprah.
Up
and she's like, there, her, Gail. And they go to IKEA for free breakfast.
It's a great fantasy.
With me.
Oh.
That's a good fantasy.
I would like it.
I like it.
Well, I was saying I would immediately be like, you are now the godmother of my kids.
Whoa.
And then take pictures. Like, I love the Oprah.
I love the Oprah. I do love her. But I was listening to Super Soul Sunday podcast, which truly, like, even if you're not super into her, she does talk to some very interesting people.
I'm going
to
check it out.
So it was an old interview that she did with Maya Angelou talking about, I guess she'd written a book about her mom. Maya Angelou wrote a book about Maya Angelou's mom. And it was about... How her, like, she talked a lot about how her, I guess, and her mom was, like, this incredibly strong woman who, like, owned a business in San Francisco and, like, just very, very, like, powerful individual. And, but her mom, I guess, like, sent Maya to live with her grandmother for a long time because she was, like, I guess her mother was, like, I know I'm not, like, gonna be, like, a great mom to like a little baby and then or a little kid, but I know I'll be a really good mom to like a 12-year-old. And then when she was 12-ish or something, she got sent back to live with her mom. She's like, now I'm stepping in. Like, this is when I can shine. And she did. And she like, Maya Angelou's like obsessed with her mom and like tells amazing moving stories. And I'm dying to read this book that I'm gonna go find that she wrote about her mom, I guess, many years ago. But there was something I was driving. And I'm like, I was like, oh, there was a woman who just was like, I'm not going to be good at the really little parts of it. I'll be better later. And I have to say, like, I had kind of stuffed that thought down when I got pregnant, even though, like, I kind of feel like that's always been, like, my truth. And, like, I love him. I'm doing, like, I think a good enough job.
That's all you
don't think
do.
I'm a garbage mom.
Good enough is it.
But I'm like, I don't think this is, like, my best. Like, I think I'll be, like, really much better at the older stuff. And, like, just hearing not just someone else say that, but, like Maya Angelou talking about her mother in these, like, reverent tones. I don't know. I just was like, I don't feel like people ever talk about, like, walking into motherhood being like, this section of it, I'm just not going to be great. Mm-hmm. And, like, someone just skipped it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, her daughter, who's turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
Her daughter turned out to be Maya Angelou. Like, I don't know. This wasn't the story I was even going to tell. I don't know where this isn't even a story. This is just where we are
in
the podcast.
I saw my friend, like, when we first had our firstborn. When I had my firstborn, she had hers. They were a day apart, and we met. And we met when our kids were 8 weeks old. And I just remember sitting with her and she was like, I don't think I like this baby thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that she didn't like her baby.
Of course.
It was the time, like the baby time.
The baby time.
She's like, this, it's just killing me.
Yeah.
And just to sit with somebody and have somebody be so honest about it. Because it feels like, especially in the beginning, you just feel like you're not allowed to even have that thought. Not, because then you're, oh, it's postpartum depression. Ugh. Oh, no. You know, which...
Or it's shameful. I mean, the fact that we even, with the three of us, who I feel like we're all on the same page and we're getting each other, we're hearing each other and understanding each other, have to be like, I love my kid, but yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, I remember reading someone wrote an essay once about how, like, every time a mother is about to tell the truth, she has to start the story by saying, I love my kid, but.
Yep.
And, like, I love my kid, but. And, like, fuck.
Yeah.
You have to say it out loud as some sort of, like, official caveat to, like, prove you're not a psycho.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that.
Yes.
It's hard. It's really hard.
Why should you have to, like, it's like you have to prove that if you have negative feelings in any way about motherhood, that it's like you have to somehow, like, a talisman against it, put out the
You're
sense
right.
in the puh, world.
Puh,
like,
puh, puh.
I love my kid, but it's like, no, of course you love your kid. Like, why can't we just assume that?
Yes, exactly.
I love the idea of I might not be good at this point. But I know I think I'm going to be great later.
It blew my mind to hear that said and lived by someone else. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm not going to go
Shut
away
him
and
off.
Leave because he would not survive his grandparents. But and I say that with so much love. But but I was like, yeah. It helps me to, like, I don't know. I had, like, other little funny stories about times that he almost broke me, but, like, whatever. That's the one. Just something about that moment.
That's fascinating, too, that,
interview.
That you could just be like, no, I'm not going to do this part.
Someone just skipped it.
They just, like, chapter skipped.
I think she also had, like, an amazing grandmother. So her grandmother stepped up and was awesome.
Can you imagine if I was, like, to my mom? Hey, Mom. I don't think I'm good at this part, so I'm going to see you in about 10 years.
Yeah.
Good luck with them.
She'd be like, you can go fuck yourself. Oh, I did that already.
My mother would be like, great. Go away and stay away forever. These are my children now.
Oh, my Lord.
I can probably get on a cruise and never come back.
I love that a cruise is here.
If only I could be on a floating shopping mall.
She wants to be the lady that lives on a cruise.
Who doesn't?
I remember when I was a kid going to, like, in Minnesota, they would have, like, retirement communities that were also kind of like a mall.
Uh-huh, right, right.
That would be like apartments, but then also was like a shopping center inside or whatever.
Right.
As a
like
child.
What Barbara Streisand built in her house.
Yes.
A shopping center in
Look
her
it up.
House.
Look it up. It's
Google
in her basement.
It.
Well, Oprah went on there, right? They had the whole.
Oh, more. Oprah's
Can
involved.
Can you see it?
Yeah. Yeah, she takes her on a tour.
Yeah, it's bananas.
Oh my God, you guys, I have to look
it's
that up.
It's bananas. It's so unpleasant.
I told my husband about it. He couldn't believe it.
It is unpleasant.
Unpleasant?
Oh, it's like the weirdest shit.
What?
Imagine you're comfortable, you're home, the home you live in, and then underneath is an abandoned shopping center. It's like Chernobyl. It's not cool. It's so fucking weird.
There's just a school in her basement and all the chairs are upside down.
Shopping mall, like with like the leftovers. There's no one in there.
Well, if you want to tell us a story,
the other thing, the moment I was remembering. I mean, there's so many of them because they happen to me every day. But
yes,
when he was like whatever the age that he'd still be in a high chair and like we're trying to work on food or whatever, and I'm a shit cook and I've never cooked and I hate cooking and I. To this day, I'm very disconnected from, like, cooking for my kid. I don't really do it, and I'm garbage. But anyway, I had, like, decided, and I feel like this is very, like, first world problems, but, like, when, and I feel so lucky that we have our incredible nanny, but like the other piece of that is I feel very exposed.
Yes.
Because I'm in a house with this woman who is amazing, and she herself is an incredible mother. And I feel like there are just those moments where if like someone's just seeing you really at not your best, and they're not your family or your husband. They're, well, she's kind of like family, but it's fucking weird. Mm-hmm. And I had decided like I was going to, and she's a great cook. But I was like, I think what my son wants to eat, I was like Googling, and I was found a recipe for like an asparagus risotto.
Wow.
And I was like, or like a quick version. I'm like, it's going to be a little vegetable and cheese. I'm like, this is like perfect. This is, and my son to this day, like food and eating is a nightmare. It's really, really hard. And he eats like basically like bread and nothing else.
And
I feel like I meet a lot of parents like, oh yeah, of course, my son, like my kid too doesn't eat anything but bread. And then I go to their house and their kid will be eating like a cucumber, and I'm like, there's no world in which my kid is touching a cucumber. Not one world. So anyway, I was at the beginning of this. So I'm like, he'll eat this. And I make it, and cooking is such a big deal for me, and it's so hard for me, and I make it. And maybe he's like 16 months old, and I taste it, and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm an angel. And then my nanny's there, and I'm like, here, like this. And I go to feed him, and he just spits it out. He's like, I can't even get it in his mouth. And when it touches his mouth, he's like, nope. And I'm furious. And I'm like, I just made this, and I
tried
it for you. Do you know what this means? And I'm trying to feed
anyone.
And he's like, hard pass, like not interested, will not allow, like no. And I will say, like, it's my, like, another button for me is him not eating. It's just still one of the things that makes me lose my mind. Yeah. And
there's like an animal thing.
Truly.
As a mother, you're like, eat.
Not
eat.
My best self. Like,
you
really
lost it.
And
did you cry?
I definitely teared up. I cried and I was like mad. But then my nanny's there, so I can't like be such an asshole. And I was like, I'm going to take a walk.
Oh,
and I was like, I don't know. And I just had to leave. And I go to just walk, and I'm dressed once again just in garbage. Like, truly, like, I was in my splendid skirt probably, in my, because that was all I was wearing at the time. And I go, and I'm just like, I gotta walk it off. I'm so mad.
That's a smart way to handle it, I think.
But then I'm like walking, and I see this beautiful woman coming down, that like a young, beautiful woman, and she's walking a dog. And she's just, I don't know, just thin and wearing like a dog walking outfit, but gorgeous, like leggings and a tee, but she's just beautiful. And I was like, oh, fuck's sake. And then I realized, oh, I know her. She's like my friend's girlfriend, who's so lovely and like, she's stunning and also smart, funny, and nice.
Oh, she sounds terrible.
She's the worst. What a nightmare. She's just a great person all around. And she's just like walking her dog. And I'm like this little ball of like a fat monster. And she's like, hey, what's up? And I was like, hi. And I was like, yeah, I'm taking a walk because I'm furious at my baby. And she was like, oh, man. Because, again, she's, like, lovely and compassionate. I'm so mad at my baby. I had to leave my house.
And then you didn't even give an example.
Did you say with an immigrant?
Another person? Or were you just like, I just had to walk away from my
baby? I just had to leave him in there. I locked the door.
And she was so nice. And I just felt like, I just felt so naked and shitty.
Yeah.
And, I mean, again, there's 70 billion of those stories, but that one stays with me. I just, that moment of like, I cooked this thing and he didn't eat it and it didn't work. My big plan did not work. And now I'm running into this person who's like just like this vision that is like truly not even like, oh, reminds me of me. Like she's like prettier than I ever was. And like
it's
thinner.
Like the ghost of Christmas past and like,
but someone else, yeah.
Aspirational.
Someone else's Christmas past where they got and everything they wanted.
No hate, nothing but respect.
Yeah.
For her. And it just sucked. It just super duper sucked. Yeah.
That
it was like a little bit of a heartbreak.
Oh, I can totally picture.
Yeah.
Like,
and
I
then
can feel how that would feel.
And then, of course, like 4 minutes out of the house, I was like, I'm the worst. Like my little angel, innocent son. Like he's a baby. He doesn't fucking know. And why is this so hard? Like, why can't I get this done?
Mm hmm.
And to the and again, he's like almost three, and food is still so hard, and he like barely eats a vegetable, and I'm just like, oh, I've failed.
My 2 year old, he just drinks chocolate milk.
Great,
that's pretty much.
But they must eat something green.
Yeah, he eats broccoli on occasion.
See, that's a big deal.
It's the only vegetable, pretty much. He will eat cucumber. But that said, usually...
But that's a big deal then, because he's eating a bitter green.
I usually can't get him to sit to eat.
I would love to... I cannot get him to eat.
I'm trying to think of what he ate today. Let me think. I gave him a frozen waffle with Nutella on it.
Sounds great. Literally, mouth just started watering.
And then I took a nap on the couch while he watched a cartoon because I was tired. And he wanted to interact. And I was like,
No thanks.
I'm going to nap until it's your nap time. And then I'm going to shower.
It's Daniel Tiger's neighborhood, a land of make-believe. Won't you ride along with me? Not your mama.
At one point.
Mama's not on the trolley. She's drunk.
At one point, he grabbed the thing and Nutella out of the cabinet and just threw it at me as I slept on the couch.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, what did he eat for lunch? Tried to give him a sandwich. I tried to give him chips.
But he's eating cucumber broccoli. This feels very big.
Sometimes,
to me.
Sometimes. But I hear what you're saying though. Because most days it's like he ate Nutella and chocolate milk. And that's it.
He's living his best life.
When the girls were really, really tiny, I had my babysitter who was around all the time because I needed help. My mom wasn't around. She lived in Florida. She was cruising. And
what does that mean?
So she's many things.
Cruise life.
So
cruise life.
But so I remember I felt similarly to how you felt, whereas like I couldn't cook the way that the kids would never eat what I would make. Like Wes would never eat what I would make. Mariana would come in and make lentil stew and he would eat it.
Yeah.
But if I made lentil stew, he was like,
And there's something about becoming a wife and a mother.
Yeah.
You feel like somehow you should have, through osmosis, learned how to do certain things.
It's hard too to just be vulnerable in front of another human being that's like, not directly related to you and or part of creating that child.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's so, you're so raw. Mm-hmm. And you, like, I was always, like, trying to make sure, like, I was like, oh, I don't want to fail in front of this person who's clearly great at it.
Right.
And I want to do the best I can. But then you get to these points where you're just like, fuck it. This is actually our story.
Yeah.
And I'm learning.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. And you know, it's easy to be like, well, I have help and they're there, but there's a whole, it's its own thing.
Yeah, it's its own thing. Also, like with the nanny thing, I'll say, it's also weird because I'm like, oh, she's my employee.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been in a variety of situations in my life where I felt like my boss was like emotionally inappropriate in some way where it's like, this is a workplace. Can we like keep it together? Like you're my boss.
Right.
And so I do feel that responsibility to be like, even though this is childcare and she's in working in my home, like I am still supposed to make this like a professional environment.
Yeah.
And yet not only do I not feel professional, I feel like fucking garbage.
Yeah, subhuman.
I feel subhuman, and I'm still like, this is your employment. This is like your place of work. And in my work, I would never, I mean, I'm sure I've had like garbage moments, but like at an office or like writer's rooms I've worked in, I'm like, I am living up to like a modicum of responsibility about like how I am.
Yeah.
Like cry in the bathroom, you know? Or to, like, yeah, I'm not like someone who cries in the bathroom a ton, but at home, I'm just like that part of it where it's like, I'm paying you and like, I just don't want your experience to be that you're also like dealing with like you're taking care of my child and your job is not to have to then see me be upset or take care, God forbid, mm-hmm. take care of me.
Right.
Like, it's not your fucking job. This no. woman is already doing God's fucking work, the hardest job there is, and doing it beautifully. Like, you shouldn't have to think for a second about how to navigate, like, oh, my boss is a mess. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's hard too. I mean, in the same sense, it goes with the job, right? Especially if the babies are little.
Yeah.
And it's the first one. I mean, that goes hand in hand because no matter what, there's not a mother who knows what they're doing.
I guess that's true.
You know, we all come out of it going, oh, nobody knows what they're doing. It's like, that's like the big, like, aha moment, Oprah. It's to, like, you go and you realize no one knows what the fuck. I used to babysit.
Yeah.
I mean, and then I went to school and learned how to be, to develop. I knew all about this shit. And then I had a kid and I was like, I don't know. What I'm doing. Yeah. I read all the books, but it doesn't make sense.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
Like, you have to figure out what works for you. And the only way you can do that is to say, oh, that didn't work. Oh, this works, you know, and then you listen to what other people say and take and leave. And so it does go hand in hand with that job when they're there in that space.
That's maybe. Yeah.
You know, they're caretakers. Mm-hmm. Maybe if we thought of it like they're almost like they're a nurse. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're in the hospital and you're in pain and you're having a lot of issues, you're never going to be like, I'm so sorry, nurse, that you have to see. I mean, I'm employing you. I'm paying you. Maybe it's almost like a babysitter or like a nanny is in that realm.
Yeah, maybe a nanny goes into it sort of also knowing like the mom is part of it.
Yeah. That's so complicated, though.
I hear
what you're saying.
And it also feels so fucking creepy and lousy to complain about it. Because, like, oh, my problem, my nanny. Like, I'm like, how fucking psyched am I to have this person that is incredible in my life?
Yes.
So any, like, complaints feel just like, fucking shut up.
Well,
but it's not a complaint.
It's all
it's just
such
whatever.
A sliding
it's just life.
Scale.
It's what it is.
It's even like you were saying, like, oh, I have one kid. I have a nanny. Like, I don't have anything to complain about. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's like Odie had open heart surgery. There are other moms in our mom group who are going through so much worse.
So much.
With their kids.
Well, just so much other stuff.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't
make anyone else's problems easier to shit on your own. Yeah. Like, it does, like, there's no
it's
value.
It's still hard for me, even if it's harder for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's all relative.
It's hard.
You know, it's where you're at and what you experience and where you're at with it. It's just, it is what it is. And it changes your perspective no matter what, right? Yeah. Like,
and it's so, is it a female trait to minimize that sort of stuff?
I mean, I
probably.
Guess.
Probably. Like,
it's
I guess so.
It's that thing like Benny did where it's like, oh, never mind. No. This is too much. It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull back. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because Caden didn't give a fuck. He's like, Mariana's here. That's great.
Yeah.
He didn't take it personal that she knew how to keep our house looking nice and had our kids all help.
Nope.
Their hair actually looked brushed. And done, and they sat and ate their food from. He didn't say, like, that's because I suck.
No. Yeah. No.
But meanwhile, I was like, oh my God. I am incapable.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it's hard, you guys.
Guys.
I think that's what that new movie Tully's about.
What's up with Tully?
What's Tully? I don't even know.
I walked into the living room. My husband was watching TV, and I just saw, like, the end of a trailer. It was like, And the movie's called Tully. I was like, Tully? Guys, we're doing it's a paid promotion.
Snarf.
Juno.
Snarf. Who's Oprah?
In Young Adult. The people who made Juno and Young Adult. Mm-hmm. It's the new movie, and it stars Charlize Theron. And she's pregnant, and she has a baby, and the babysitter is taking care of her and that baby. So it's a similar thing where it's like her...
To see Tully.
I used to be awesome, and now I have this kid, and it's really hard, and it's destroying me. And the babysitter's like, I got this.
Oh, sounds like Tully's been reading our diary.
Oh, Tully.
I'm in. I'm going to...
Tully?
You had me. Hello, go see...
Tully.
I posted the trailer on my Facebook and said, I'm in. And my friend was like, are you in it? And I'm like, no, I'm not in it. I'm just going to see the movie. I'm so excited that I'm finally going to go see a fucking movie that I'm putting on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Are you in it? Yeah, I am. I'm the star. I look a little different.
I am Tully.
I am Tully.
We are all Tully.
We are all Tully.
Hashtag
Tully.
We are also Tully.
I
gotta work on that one. You guys, Jesse Klein has a book.
What?
It's called You'll Grow Out of It.
Boo.
What is it about, Jesse?
Oh, what is it not about?
I heard you probably get interviewed on like Fresh Air about it. Hi.
Terry and I had a nice chat.
Terry Gross of NPR? Is that one? Fresh Air?
I don't know.
No big deal.
Never been more nervous to do anything than talk to Terry Gross. Ever in my life, shitting a brick, had to get up in the middle, even like she's not, you know, you tape, you're not with her. It's always like a separate studio, but I had to stop in the middle and be like, I have to go pee, purely just, again, nerves.
Yeah.
Empty bladder. Nerves so crazy. I was like, gotta go pee, Terry. Sorry. She couldn't have been kinder. Book is just a collection of essays by me about some stuff. I don't know. Just
a funny
life.
Lady.
It's about like being a woman and never feeling like one.
Oh.
Oh, what? Gender. A construct?
There's like a crossover.
Shut up, Jesse. Did you make that up yourself?
Oh my God. Jesse, did you come up with
gender's a what? That was the first title of the book.
I don't know.
I love that there's actually a crossover sort of with your character on Big Mouth, too. Like some of those themes. That's really interesting.
Well, you know, the Nick Kroll knows what's up with me.
Oh, Nick Kroll.
Just a disaster. Guys, buy the book if anyone's out there. I think it's literally... I'm not even... The publishers who are so nice, but like when your book comes out... It's like so much communication, and then now it's just like through Twitter. And so like they'll like tag me, and the price on the book just continues to drop like a stone. I think it's like a penny now.
Oh, well, then you guys should run out and buy it.
It's a steal.
It's a steal on Kindle, Amazon's, whatever have you.
Yeah.
So what they did, I saw it was tagged. It was like the publisher was like, Jesse Klein's You'll Grow Out of It is now available for like... It was like a fire sale day or something, but they're like, 20 cents. I was like, oh, no one told me. Okay. Oh, sell my hotcakes. But I mean, please enjoy it.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God. So yeah, you can follow her on Twitter, maybe, or not. I don't know. And you guys should follow us on Twitter. We're Mommy Drinks Show there. And please... subscribe to our podcast. Please rate it and review it. A lot of you have rated it, and we know that a lot of you have not. So please, I feel like I'm scolding everyone. Please review it.
Please
come on.
Get on the bus.
Get on the bus. Rate this fucking
get
show.
Get on the
review
bus.
It. It takes 2 seconds. Just say, hey, I like it or whatever. 5 stars. Please tell everyone you know. If you like this show, and a lot of you do, please tell people that you know, especially your mom groups and stuff like that. Email us your shit shows to whymommydrinkspodcast@gmail.com. You can call us and leave a story on your hotline, on our hotline.
Copy with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Copy with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Copy with your shit show. 424-279-8842.
Oh my gosh, it's that time of night, you guys.
Yep,
we killed this bottle of wine.
Oh,
No, there's still some.
Oh,
there.
Well, what? Then.
Well, I'm not drinking it because I have to drive home.
There you
Please.
Go. Amanda, drink that.
I'm Amanda, so you earned it.
Anyways.
It's a nice bottle.
It's a really cute bottle.
But I will say it was like a good one. It was a good wine.
I liked it. Thank you for bringing it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You know, join our Facebook group, like us on Facebook, all that stuff. We have like over 900 members.
I mean,
what? We're having fun in that group. For real.
People.
I have a lot of fun in there.
That's
a great
cool group. I'm going to join the group.
It's very supportive and positive.
Yeah. I would like to be a part of that.
Please join our group, Jesse
Klein. I'm joining tonight.
Jesse Klein, I know you don't always feel this way.
What?
But.
I feel everything all the time. What?
You are doing a great job.
Thanks, Betsy.
You
that
are.
Means a lot. I felt so supportive and lovely to be here with you guys tonight.
Oh,
this is really
good.
What I needed. This is perfect timing. Truly, seriously.
Me
I'm
too,
so
man.
Thank you for having me.
It feels good
everyone's
to come.
Everyone's moving their shoulders.
Amanda. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're taking care of your kid. You're getting her what she needs.
Yeah.
And you're advocating for her.
It's a big deal.
I did forget the last part. So at the very end of it, she said, the teacher was like, well, you're here and eventually we're going to keep practicing and you're going to learn. You'll be able to say words and people won't have to ask you over and over again what you're saying. And then she turned and she looked at me and then she turned her head to the speech therapist and she goes, well, somebody knows what I'm saying.
Me.
Gave her sass. I was like, all right.
I love that.
I forgot about that
I'm
part.
Dead.
Somebody knows what
that
I'm saying.
Is...
Somebody knows what I'm saying.
That makes me want to cry. It's so sweet.
That's
she knows
awesome.
Her mom is in her corner.
Oh, you better believe it. I worked hard for that, baby. Betsy.
Yes?
You are doing a great job.
Betsy, you're Thank doing you. An amazing job.
Thanks, guys.
Day two.
And you
day
also,
three.
Wait, what did we talk about?
He's coming home tomorrow night.
Okay, so day two.
Beauty four. Heat?
Beauty heat.
Beauty heat.
You both have beauty heat.
Burn it. Burn
Inner
beauty heat.
Beauty heat. Seriously. I'd go nuts on both of you. Either one of you.
Jesse Klein, you can come back anytime. You give me a bottle of rosé that's the same size as my
no
damn
bigs.
Body.
No bigs.
Tell me I'm gorgeous. So if you find yourself standing in the middle of the street in the middle of the morning, that feels like the middle of the night because it's so goddamn early, screaming at your kids, get on the bus! Get on the bus! Or you're walking down the street because you're so mad at your kid because he wouldn't eat his food and you run into the perfect version of everything that you aren't. Mm. Or you're just sitting with your kid and they're not speaking. Know that, you know what, ultimately they will and that you're doing a great job.
My mommy drinks.
Hey, podcast world.
It's Emily.
James.
And Nick.
And we are We Rebel Podcast.
Each week, we cover the current events.
And we interview an activist at the front lines of all different kinds of issues.
It's a lot of fun. We laugh. We learn. We resist. Get involved. Campfire Media. We Rebel.
Tune
We're
in.
Pumped.
Campfire.